We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, the Auditor General of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Honorable Gene DePasquale. Gene, thanks for calling us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Frank. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I you know, this whole Scranton School District thing has got everybody's attention. My first question to you is, the Department of Education stepping in. Did you request that, or did they step in based on all the stuff that you found and talked about?
I think it's more the latter. And it's not that I was opposed to them coming in. I was hoping the district would do enough to prevent that. And this is not blaming the Department of Education. I just think that they're pulling their hair out trying to figure out what to do. So I was trying to advocate for everything to happen so this wasn't necessary. But clearly, we're at a point now where it's necessary.
Okay. What do you think will happen as a result of this? What would you like to see happen as a result of this?
Well, we're certainly at the beginning stages. But one of the things that, you know, I've certainly been an advocate for is on their contracting, and not just on the school bus contract, but certainly that being the lead one, that they've got to do a better job of getting not only bidding, which they haven't been doing in several of these cases, but also negotiating better contracts. They're spending too much on transportation and certainly on a host of other issues, but transportation being the one where they had the worst school bus contract in the state. You're talking millions of dollars going out the door that should be heading to the classroom.
Now, when I talked to your office today, they said that you were actually in Pittsburgh on another school issue. So I know that you're policing the public schools, and we're very grateful for that. Now, if this becomes a situation where it goes into a receivership, people were concerned that a receivership could actually wind up raising taxes to deal with the debt. Is that possible?
It is possible, although, again, this is why the district and the board that, you know, has at least a chunk, at least a certain group of them have been resistant to change. This is why that, you know, look, to be blunt, yes, it can happen. So it's up to the district now to start working in a collaborative way with all parties to do everything they can to get the district on solid financial footing so that that doesn't happen. I do think there is a willingness. I don't want to speak for the governor, but I think there's a willingness by his administration, if the district shows in good faith that they are making necessary changes, that the state could be in a position to help them with additional funding. And again, I don't want to speak for anyone, but I know that if that's going to happen, the district has to do a lot to make that happen. That could at least head off a tax increase in the near term. But again, it's critical that the district work with everybody on this and stop just drawing lines in the sand and refusing to work with anybody.
Right. And someone already asked the question and said, well, wait, if the Department of Education comes in to kind of be overseer and take a look at everything, but still the administration and the board can make the decisions, like, what change can you really expect?
It's a fair call. Look, I think now the only thing I can say to that is that they clearly have to look at this and say, okay, it's not just myself. Now it's the Department of Education. Like, this, the train is pulling out of the station, and they have to decide whether they're going to, you know, help or not.
Okay, now tell us about this town hall meeting. What you'd like to happen there, who you'd like to be there, what you'd like to accomplish.
Well, it's an open conversation, but I mostly want to hear from teachers, students, and parents as to what they'd like to see in the district, some of their, you know, concerns. And again, as someone who played high school and college sports, you know, I don't necessarily am interested in who, you know, my son should be the back or the starting tight end instead of the backup tight end, you know, that type of thing. I'm more interested in from the academic side and the extracurricular side of what the school can be doing better and how we can better support our teachers and our students.
Gene, you've got a reputation up here of being a guy of action. And this may not be, you know, an area that you have been looking at, but when I said that you were going to be on the air, I must have had 50 texts from people saying, can you ask the Auditor General if he'll help us with the stormwater fees? And I'm sure you're aware of that, and I don't even know if that's something your office would look at.
Well, I would if I could. Right now in Pennsylvania, this is an area of unaccountable governing where I don't have the ability to audit municipal authorities. And I've been advocating for 6 years to get that to change. Last year, the state Senate passed the bill, but it didn't go anywhere in the House. I think we can continue to still advocate for it. In fact, if you want to have me on your show on a different segment just to talk specifically about this. But right now, our municipal authorities, water, sewer, and some other entities are the most unaccountable form of government right now we have in Pennsylvania. And so I'd love to take a look at it, but right now, unless the sewer authority invites me in, and if you're talking about Scranton, they actually specifically took a vote not to invite me in. Unless they invite me in, I actually can't look at it right now.
Wow. What you just said is something that we will stay on. And my last question, and it's kind of an aside here, we are also dying to know what the status of the PennDOT audit is. When's that coming out?
Yeah, we are still working to it, but it's going to be sometime the first half of this year. So, but we still have a lot of work to do, and I will say PennDOT's cooperating. So, it's not as if the problem is on that end. It's just a very it's a very big effort.
Gene, thanks so much for taking time to call us. I'm grateful.
You got it, Frank. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.